News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law Friday the $2 trillion rescue plan to salvage a U.S. economy crippled by the novel coronavirus on a day the nation recorded more than 100,000 confirmed cases of virus infections. Hours earlier, the House of Representatives passed the package, with lawmakers uniting to greenlight the mega plan as the world's topping number of U.S. COVID-19 infections surged beyond 104,000, including about 1,700 deaths. President Trump said on Friday, March 27, the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days and said he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as a coordinator of the Defense Production Act. After days of desperate pleas from the nation's governors, President Trump took a round of steps Friday to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to help fight the coronavirus pandemic, even as he warned the leaders of hard-hit states not to cross him. He said he wants them to be appreciative. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in Spain has now increased by nearly 8,000. This is by the end of the day Friday, to more than 64,000. The Spanish Health Ministry told the media on Friday that the number of infected health workers in the country currently ranks the first in the world, and the coronavirus epidemic in Spain is nearing its peak, and the strain on the country's health system is continuing. Again, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections in Spain alone increased by nearly 8,000 people by the end of the day on Friday. This is VOA News.